You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Bulldogs. You know, just say the word and it's easy to smile. Bulldogs have the ability to bring out the best in us. Why, in high school, so many, many years ago, my high school mascot was the Bulldog. Crown Point High School Bulldogs. That sounds strong, right? Well, today, our special guest is a man doggone lucky to team up with one cool and talented Bulldog named Tillman. Our guest is Ron Davis, who sadly was the most recent contestant to be bid bye-bye on The Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. But you're still a winner in our hearts, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to get behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be on this show and how great life is for Ron and his bulldog, Tillman, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of pet edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
Now what cat wouldn't want that?
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. To enter, just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back. to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our guest today is Ron Davis and his fabulous English Bulldog, Tillman. They were contestants on The Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. Now, to recap last week's episode, the challenge was for all the contestants to come up with a way to convey different emotions in their dog for a professional photo shoot. You know, Ron, it seemed like it was good fortune for you. You picked the emotion lazy. Now, lazy and a bulldog, that seems like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, you think it'd be a slam dunk. You know, Tim and I have never done a photo shoot, if you couldn't tell. And, you know, the judges were constantly wanting us to kind of be creative and think out of the box and do something rather than just your standard, you know, slam dunk little photo. So I tried to get a little different, a little creative, and, you know, I let my buddy down. It wasn't a real good shot.
Do you think you let your buddy down? I thought it was pretty creative going with sort of the black and white and the big, big full face with his half-eyed look looking lazily at the camera. I don't know. For me, I thought you captured lazy, but I'm not a judge.
Well, hey, exactly. So you got good taste. Some of the judges don't.
Well, you have an amazing dog. I mean, the dog has his own website, gotillman.com, as branded as the, quote, other skateboard riding bulldog. But Tillman does more than just skateboard. I saw some clips of him snowboarding and beach skimming. How did you teach your dog to do that?
Well, he, you know, his skateboarding he learned from our Rottweiler that has since passed. And we just evolved during a heat wave last summer. And I couldn't take Tillman skating because it was too hot, so we went down to the beach, and some of the kids were skimboarding, and I said, God, I bet you Tillman could do that. And within a week, he mastered that. And it was just natural progression to think, well, this winter it's snowing. Let's take him to the mountains. Let's see if he could snowboard. And he just started sticking that on his third try. So, I mean, he's amazing, amazing talent.
You know, I have a dog who is a golden retriever husky named Chipper, who at the sight of skateboards turns into a 60-pound puddle. We have a lot of admiration, and I think Chipper has a little envy for Tillman. But to balance on the wheels like that, I don't know, maybe the bulldog's body is built perfectly because it's low to the ground. And I mean, how would you describe that?
Yeah, I mean, he's built like a nightstand, you know?
He's
compact, and he just, I mean, he's actually, when you think about it, he's really built for the turning and, you know, the low center of gravity and the pumping. I mean, he's an athlete is the way I look at it. He's just, he's a total professional. And, you know, there's not a lot of things a bulldog can do. So, you know, he found his niche.
Well, how did you land a spot on the show? It's a pretty cool show. And even though you have been said, see ya, to be one of 12 on the first time show, it's pretty good honor.
Yeah, I was just so proud of him to make it into the, you know, even to get picked to be on the show. I mean, you can imagine how many people probably auditioned or tried out or whatever. And, you know, we got a call one day and they asked if we'd like to audition for the show. And I was kind of hesitant because I wasn't a real big reality guy. And then they explained the show. They called me a week later and said, well, no, here, it's with you and your dog. And you guys are playing for a big cash prize. And I said, that sounds kind of cool. So we went for it. I didn't think we'd get picked. And lo and behold, we did. And it was a very interesting experience.
Well, you know, when they do the opening scenes, the clips to get us, you know, when the show starts each week, I think by far the splash of Tillman coming through right at your screen on a skateboard has to be the best of all the dogs they've picked. What do you think? I know it's probably a loaded question.
Cool intro. I mean, it's, you know, you don't see a lot of dogs riding skateboards. You know, a lot of dogs are catching balls and doing, you know, jumping through hoops and all that kind of stuff. So to see him come flying by, it's pretty neat.
Who are some of the contestants? I know you can't tell us who won. That's not the question. But who are some of the dogs and people you're rooting for and why?
Bill and Star. I really bonded with Bill. He was he's just a good old guy from Texas. And, I mean, it's kind of like the Odd Couple. I'm Southern California guy. He's from Texas. And we just hit it off. We'd laugh our butts off the entire time. And his dog, Star, is just a sweetheart. Great little dog. And, you know, we had a good laugh. So, and Travis and Presley, he's a nice guy, too. Those are the two guys I kind of hung out with the most. And,
okay.
I hope hope one of them takes the check home.
Those are pretty good choices. Now, and I think the episode 2 or 3, poor Tillman got kind of bullied and beat up a little bit by Elvis, the Jack Russell. Was Tillman seriously hurt? And then the next episode, they actually did kind of play together in the yard.
Yeah, I don't, you know, Elvis is from New York, and I think he has that, you know, he's got some street mentality built into him. He's a tough little guy. So
yeah.
he gave Tillman a little nick on the eye. It wasn't anything serious, you know. Tillman was fine. And the two of them, you know, went off in the sunset together after that. They just play and play and play every night. And, you know, they're still good buddies to this day. I still don't know what happened to trigger that. But, you know, some dogs don't like the way Tillman looks sometimes.
Yeah. So what's life been for you since the show? I mean, is Tillman, you know, going to be in the next Adam Sandler Bulldog movie?
Gosh, you only hope so, huh?
It's been
real quiet, you know. We've done a couple little skate sessions and stuff like that. But, you know, Tillman's his joy is just going to his local spot and, you know, people just stop that are on vacation or whatever and they're just in awe. And, you know, that's Tillman's deal. He just wants to skate. But don't get me wrong, if the studios were to call up, I'd love to put him on the big screen. I think that'd be fantastic. I know.
Oh, I think he'd be great. I mean, have you ever met Tony Hawk, the skateboarder?
I haven't. I've never met Tony Hawk.
Oh, because I actually did a cover story for a major magazine recently. And, you know, he's right nearby where I am. It would be neat if we could ever introduce Tillman to Tony, the two T's. I think that would be an incredible video.
We're putting it out there now.
Maybe we can get you connected with Tony Hawk.
That'd be huge. That'd be great for Tillman. I'm sure he's one of Tillman's idols.
Can you imagine the picture of that? Here he is. I think Tony's something like 6'4", and I don't know how tall Tillman is, but he's probably up to knee bone.
Yeah, he's almost 14 inches.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. So is there any other tricks that you're trying to train Tillman?
You know, just to listen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's, you know, bulldogs are bulldogs. They're stubborn little guys. I let Tillman just kind of be himself. I never really envisioned having a dog that would look at me if it's okay to move or walk or talk. Tillman's his own spirit, and I never want to break that. And I think that's what makes him such a nut job sometimes, because he's just so original. You know, he'll just walk up and pee on something he's not supposed to, but that's Tillman.
Hey, you gotta go, right?
If you got it, you can't hold it, you can't hold it.
Hey, Ron, thank you again for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We wish you and Tillman the very, very best.
All right, Arden, thank you very much for having us.
All right, take care.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Fluff your feather, roll out your tongue, shine your fins, snap on your leashes, and grab your human. It's the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo. 2 full days of pet-tastic fun that no pet lover should miss. Join us for shopping, the Barks and Couture Fashion Show, Dream Pet Wedding, Ultimate Pet Makeover, Pet Communicator, Rescue Me Pet Adoption, Service Dog Demonstration, and tons of fun contests. Bring your pets and join us at the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo, Saturday, September 27th, and Sunday, September 28th at the Kentucky Expo Center. For more information, go to LouisvillePetExpo.com.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We were lucky to have Ron Davis, who was the contestant on The Greatest American Dog Show, with his cool dog, Tillman, the bulldog. And yes, as I told you, I was part of the Crown Point High School Marching Bulldogs. Well, I played the glockenspiel. For any of you who know what that is, it's like someone took a big xylophone and threw it in the dryer and shrank it. So picture someone all of 5'2" carrying this heavy metal instrument up and down the streets on parades. It's probably why I left band as a freshman, because my shoulder just couldn't take it anymore. But the bulldog is an amazing breed. I was doing a little snooping around, sniffing around about the bulldog, and I wanted to share with you listeners some cool facts. Of course, we have to go with the paparazzi section first. There have been some pretty famous bulldog owners. Probably the most famous right now is the actor Adam Sandler. He has a dog named Meatball. The guy, way before he got married or had kids, this was kind of his first chance at learning how to be a good parent, if you will. And he was on a movie that was about a dog from hell. And I can't even remember the name of the movie, but obviously it went straight to video almost. But out of that bad movie came a good relationship with a bulldog. Howard Stern, Mr. Calm and Mild, a radio man, he has a bulldog named Bianca. Jessica Biel, the actress, has a bulldog. Now, celebrity singer Pink, all of you, I love her songs. You can only imagine what she named her bulldog. And I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with trucker. She seems to use that rhyme with trucker word a lot in her songs. But if you ever listen to If God is a DJ, that's one of my favorite songs. So Pink has a bulldog. The bulldog, just to give you some history, there's more than 25 universities across the United States that have selected the bulldogs as their mascot. There's lots of sports teams, too, that have adopted the bulldog as their icon. I mean, just name it, rugby, football, hockey, basketball, soccer. I laugh at that one. Can you imagine your mascot for your soccer team is a bulldog? I mean, talk about speed and agility. It's almost as funny as when years ago I was a newspaper reporter covering higher education, and I was in charge of covering the schools in Florida. Believe it or not, the University of South Florida, the mascot is the bull. Now, there are women who play sports at that school, and I guess because they didn't want to be called cows, they are called the Lady Bulls. Now, figure that one out. And that's our higher education at work. Anyway, a long time ago, too, I had the chance to interview the dogs that were from the great University of Georgia. There is a tradition that all the mascots there are named UGA, U-G-A. So big shout out to the University of Georgia. But the history of the bulldog is pretty kind of interesting. It turns out, in doing some research, that the name bull, way back when in the British Isles, was applied because of this particular dog's ability in the sport of what was known as bull baiting. Now, that was very cruel. This is in the pre-Michael Vick days. And the original bulldog had to be so savage, so ferocious, and so courageous that he had a very high pain tolerance. This was not a good thing. In 1835, thankfully, dog fighting, or this sport of bull baiting, became illegal in England. And it was thought that then that the English bulldog had outlived his usefulness and his days were numbered. But guess what? There were people around that just fell in love with the bulldog. And they really, really didn't want to see this breed become extinct. So very responsible breeders began breeding the bulldog, working to eliminate this fight, this ferociousness characteristics. And eventually what they got a few generations later is a bulldog that is very strong and physical, but very sweet and mellow, and a little bit of stubbornness too. So I'm very happy to see that the English bulldog is now back and back with very, very good qualities. And I found out way back when, actually, the term bulldog was first used in 1568. And it's actually been applied to various ancestors of the modern bulldog breeds. And if anybody wants to have a little bulldog trivia, the bulldogs were bred in England, and they are actually a cross between the two breeds, the Mastiff and the Pug. Now, picture that one, the big and the little of the dog breed worlds. The bulldog is the symbol, believe it or not, of the United Kingdom, and it's just an amazing breed. It's also a breed, though, that you have to be very careful with health-wise. It faces up to about 39 different diseases the bulldog is genetically predisposed to. So this is definitely a breed, listeners, that you need to maintain a good relationship with your veterinarian. Do twice a year exams with your bulldog at the vet clinic so you can kind of keep tabs on its health. Their design, they're very short. They have very wide apart shoulders. Their legs are thick and strong. I think I'm describing myself now. But when they walk, it's kind of a cool little walk. It's not this little prance that you see in a border collie or a beautiful golden retriever. The bulldog actually kind of shuffles. In other words, drags his feet a bit from side to side. And other dogs tend to walk forward, but the bulldog has that trademark shuffle. They walk confidently, and they always seem to know where they're going. Now, the other distinguishing feature about a bulldog is that big old mug. Their mouths look a lot different than other dog breeds. Most dogs, they look pretty nice and everything, but if you look at a bulldog, it looks like he needs a veterinary dentist. The lower jaw, actually, in a bulldog sticks out farther than their upper jaw. So when you look at a bulldog's mouth, you can see that his bottom teeth come out farther than his upper teeth. And that's considered standard for the bulldog. Most bulldogs, they may be low to the ground, but they can weigh anywhere from 60 to 125 pounds, depending on the type of bulldog breed. The English bulldog lives about 10 to 15 years, and the American bulldog seems to live a little bit longer, on average 16 years. Their history is they used to help herd cattle, but now they would rather herd the remote on your couch. They're really, really good with kids, and they seem to tolerate other family pets. They are very gentle. These are not probably going to be your pick if you need a watchdog. I just think that the bulldogs, I like that they're very unique in their looks, and they're just a sweet dog. So that's my big take and all my research I've learned about the bulldog. In other news, I wanted to announce that we've got more details for my upcoming national book tour. It kicks off Sunday, Oceanside, California. The tour will take me from Maine all the way to Kauai between now and the end of September. You can learn more about where I'm going to be on my website, which is www.ardenmoore.com. We also have details right there on our radio station, petliferadio.com. The tour is to promote two of my latest books, which with this economy, I think are well-timed. They are called Happy Dog, Happy You, and Happy Cat, Happy You. Both of these books are full of low fuss, time, and money-saving ways to bring out the very best in you and your dog. There's tons of tips, and we've already started some national television appearances. My dog Chipper and I got to be on a show recently in Orange County, and she wore her favorite burgundy bandana that has the message, "I love cats." And she really does. Even though she's a 60-pound golden retriever husky mix, she adores cats. And she has two of them in our home, Callie and Murphy. And as editor of Catnip Magazine, Chipper helps me as being the canine ambassador to Catnip Magazine. The tour dates are on my website and on Pet Life Radio. We are going to go from the West Coast, then we're going to the East Coast, and then we're going to be in America's heartland. At each of the tour stops, we're going to be giving away lots of prizes. We're giving away subscriptions to Catnip and Phyto Friendly Magazine. That's Cleo giving her talk of approval. I am now the editor of Phyto Friendly Magazine. It's a travel magazine for you and your dog, so you'll have to check that one out at phytofriendly.com. We also have other cool tour supporters, the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters, Pets Best Insurance, a cool company called Blue Bandeau, which makes cooling headwear. We have both Catnip and Phyto Friendly Magazines, a really cool new pet boutique stores called Muttropolis. They're going to actually host me in La Jolla, California, and in Boulder, Colorado. So if you're in those areas, I hope you stop by. And I'm saving the very best tour sponsor for last. You guessed it, Pet Life Radio. And speaking of Pet Life Radio, I want you all to dash over to our homepage because we are staging a cool cat photo contest. You gotta check it out. Recently we had Morris the cat and his trainer Rose Ordil on, and Nine Lives is offering some goodie packages to some people who have the most fabulous felines on the planet. In addition, I'm going to be giving away 5 autographed copies of my Happy Cat, Happy You book as gifts to these lucky folks. So again, go check out the details for the Cool Cat Contest on Pet Life Radio. Anyway, so this is what's happening to me. I hope that you tune in next week because we're going to have the latest contestant who was booted off the Greatest American Dog Show as my guest. And I also want to take this time to thank my producer for making this show possible. And I ask all of you to take our survey. It's on the PetLifeRadio.com website. And it's easy and it's fast. We want to hear from you to make this show and our whole network even better. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just 2 words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.